3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And the weekend is upon us, and if you, like so many folk in the area, have a 4x4 that you're keen to get out and about in and explore the beautiful wide open spaces, you'll probably know my next guest in the afternoon show studio. His name is Santos Khan. He's from Suzuki Balito and founder of the Balito Suzuki Jimny Club. Welcome to the afternoon show, Santos. Lovely to have you aboard.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Now, let's talk about the club. Surprise. You have been going for a year, I believe, your initiative, and it's growing phenomenally.
Yeah, we started a year ago, September. We just sprung an idea to the boss, Nazi, and he liked it. He said, run with it. So we've managed it, and it's been going brilliant. It's been working well. We gather every Friday morning at Concha between 7 and 8 in the morning. Cause havoc there, park our cars all over the show. And then once a month we also do a drive. We like to go places. We just recently did a fundraiser with Des Sol at Tala, involving the Rhinos and that, with 26 cars on the drive.
Okay. How many members have you got so far in the Balito Club?
Well, we have just grown to 104.
That's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
And most of them are customers of yours, are they?
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, a few of them. A lot of them have bought from, obviously, we don't always have stock. But yeah, a lot of them are our customers. And also, a lot of them service us. Okay. So that's an important part, too.
Let's talk about the Suzuki Jimny for a while, because it's an interesting vehicle. It is an extremely capable 4x4, the predecessor of which was the... was it the SJ413 and then the SJ before that, the 980cc, the original iteration?
Correct.
And the 413, it was I had one, and so I can speak a little bit from experience. It was the love of my life. I absolutely adored it. I was so excited when I heard that that Suzuki was bringing back the SJ. In fact, it didn't. They brought back the Jimny, and it looks a little smaller than the original.
It's surprisingly big inside. It's surprisingly big.
But it
inside.
Is smaller than the SJ413, and I wonder why.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you on that.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, it's, you know, the bigger engine now, and it's, you know, the design of it, it's really attracting hearts. It's cute. I mean, I just delivered one this morning to a couple from Zimbali that have big cars, but they bought it because it's cute, and they want to take it into the bush. So it's become like a cult, maybe. It's like everyone flashes each other. If you see a Jimny, you know, it's flashing, there's another one coming. It doesn't mean there's an accident or something. It's just, that's how we greet.
You know, the interesting thing about the Suzuki, years and years ago, and I'm talking when the first little runarounds, the 980cc SJs came out, people rather frowned upon their off-road capability because, well, they weren't tested.
Small.
And it looked a little bit like a toy. And then the reputation started to grow, and they could go where none of the bigger 4x4s could because of the brilliant weight distribution, approach and departure angles. They were phenomenal little vehicles, and then they just kept on going.
They did, they didn't
and
stop.
Many of them are still, you know, 20, 30 years later, going strong. And the new iteration of the Jimny, I believe you battled to get stock. They're that popular.
They are popular because they've also been moved back assembled in Japan.
Okay.
So it's a little bit slow in Japan, but yeah, they're assembled there, not in India anymore. But I mean, as one of our members on the group, Tony, he says, if you're going to get a Jimny, you've got to get a good tow rope because you're going to help a lot of people along the way.
Are they capable of towing? Because it's a small car.
It is unbelievable what they can do. One of our women, Geraldine, also from the beginning, actually a year ago at the Mighty Men 4x4 day, she came first time in a 4x4. Over a bunch of women in big trucks.
Yeah.
It is just capable. If you drive it right and you walk the course and check everything, not like me, it is capable. Unbelievable.
So let's talk about the club now. People join the club because, well, I think people enjoy, if you've got a particular interest, it makes sense that you get together with like-minded people.
And you have a Jimny.
And you've got a Jimny in this case. How do you join the club?
Well, you have a Jimny or a friend who has a Jimny, that's simple as that. If you don't have a Jimny, you can't be in the club. Or you buy a Jimny. we do have one available right now, automatic, silver. But once you're in the club, it's, you know, there's all ages. I mean, we've got from I mean, mid, early, young age up to retirees, people that, you know, business owners that they got big cars day to day. And then on the weekend, when that message on that group goes, makes that ping, it's a adventure time. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Are they fuel efficient?
They are fuel efficient. However, I mean, not say but, however, it's an overland vehicle. It's an off-road vehicle. Yeah. It's not your day-to-day car up and down on the road. I do have the privilege of having an extended gas tank in mine. It's an 80-litre gas tank. And the company were good enough to really kit my one out.
Yeah.
But, yes, over long distances, brilliant. But day-to-day, it's not the, you know, wow on gas.
So it's a competent, very competent 4x4. It's a fun vehicle. You can certainly use it as a daily run around.
Yes, you can.
No problem with that. Easy to park, easy to drive. You can load a little bit of stuff in the... Does it have a...
You know, the seats can go flat, so you can put a washing machine inside there.
Really?
Really, really. And the angle, the back, the way it's, you can load it, really you can load it.
So it makes a lot of sense then if you think, consider, what sort of price point are we talking?
Firstly, it's a selfish vehicle. It's for two people. It's not for a family of four to go gathering around. But you're looking at anything from about 390 to about 440,000.
So that's less than half the price of the Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very attractive.
Some would say half the size, but, I mean, it's just really one of those cars. It's a cute little monster.
And they retain their resale value, I believe, phenomenally.
Absolutely.
That really is a good buy.
If you want to save your money, buy houses, invest in property or a Jimny.
Spoken like a true Jimny aficionado. Right, let's talk about this in a very exciting event coming up, which is really why you're here. Tell us about what is happening. Is it next weekend?
It's next weekend, so it's got... We haven't organized anything. Suzuki SA, they are involved, and I think one of the stations up there. So it's a gathering in Clarence. They've been working on it for a year. They're going for the world record, Guinness Book of Records thing of the most Jimneys gathered. So it's in Clarence. From our club, we got 42, 43 members going up.
Wow.
We're going to convoy from Suzuki Belita on Friday morning, meet people along the way, gather up at Escort, get there. The Friday night, they got bars, they got camp setups, they've got live silent discos, etc. The Saturday... They've got a whole bunch of bands playing. So the Saturday's a fest. They've got Mango Groove. Some guy, Spuchwolf.
Spuchwolf.
Apparently he's got the business. It's not a spitting competition. He's a singer. Good Luck's playing. Mango Groove, Good Luck. Johnny Clegg's son is playing. Late Johnny. Skulk Poseidonite, he's there. So it's a whole lineup. Then the Sunday's the actual gathering where they'll go for the record. All the Jimneys. And again, if you don't have a Jimny, you're not welcome in Clarence. They're blocking it off. But they'll do that. And then on the Sunday night, it's the rugby on the big screen. South Africa, it's all the chaos.
Like the drive, and you'll all be sitting in your Jimnys watching.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like an absolute blast. If you have a Jimny and you are not yet a member of the club, and you'd like to be, I presume they can contact you at Suzuki at your magnificent showroom at the end of, is it...
Moffat Drive.
That's right. It's where the SMD sports car showrooms used to be. Now it's a multi-franchise operation, and you'll find Suzuki pride of place.
We're upstairs by the restaurant there. It's a big building. A lot of brands there. So, I mean, not only us. Come see. I've got the new Fords are there. You know, I got plates on Nissan, Renault.
Yeah, there's, as I said, multi-franchise. Yeah. But the big attraction that we're discussing right now is Suzuki. And my friend Santos Khan, he's... top salesman there. He's a marvel. You walk in there, you will probably walk out with a vehicle. He's a very good guy, a good connection.
Good management.
And if you would like to attend this magnificent event next weekend, how does one subscribe to that?
So you buy a Jimny now. As I said, we have got one available because if you don't have a Jimny, you can't go. Unless you've got a friend with a Jimny who doesn't have a passenger yet, which is impossible. So yeah, you get a Jimny. And you go online to the Jimny Gathering 2023. There you'll see the tickets, the different options from camping to glamping to all sorts. Most of the town is pretty much 95% sold out, booked. It really has been a year in the making.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just going to be just one epic festive weekend. And they're also going to have the new five-door Jimny out, which we got coming out.
I've seen press reports on that.
Unbelievable.
That's going to be a game changer.
Some say it's going to lose its, you know... But not really. There's families out there that want the car, sure, but they don't care if it's still a Jimny.
Yeah.
They want four doors. They want five doors.
And apparently it's been extremely well engineered. Absolutely. So it's not just like an afterthought that they've tacked on a little bit of a bucky.
Uh-uh. It's taken long. It's people that market have been asking for this for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Any chance of a topless version coming soon?
I'd love that. In Australia, yes, overseas. I mean, I've seen them. They really do. They used to have them.
Yeah.
They did, but... Put me on the design team. Put me on the marketing.
My very special guest this afternoon, Santos Khan from Suzuki Bolito, and he's going to be, he heads up the Bolito Jimny Club. If you have a Jimny and you're not yet part of the fun and the fair, give him a shout. You'll find him at Suzuki in Moffat Drive. And join, because, well, there's so much fun to be had when you're doing it together. The more, the merrier, isn't it, what they say?
The 100, we've been to some great places. Yeah. Eh? Once a month, we go away.
And that will continue, no doubt, until the next coming of...
We'll keep you posted when we get back. Yeah, we'll send you some pictures.
I look forward. Let's get you back in the studio. You can give us a debrief when you get back.
100%. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Santos, and good luck with the rally.
Ciao,
that's Santos Khan from Suzuki Bolito, and there's going to be lots and lots of fun over the next couple of weeks as they break the record in South Africa for the most Jimnys gathered in one place at one time. That's going to be happening in Clarence over next weekend. You're on the Afternoon Show on Radio Life and Style. Here's Paul McCartney.